look at picture 9 called first degree heart block. Let me explain this, because with this decision that the FAA made for the PR interval, what they did for, first of all, remember the PR interval represents the time between depolarization and ventricular depolarization. A normal PR interval is between 120 milliseconds and 200 milliseconds. Anything under 120 milliseconds may indicate that electrical impulses are traveling between the atrium and the ventricle too quickly. Now, in the opposite situation, a prolonged PR interval or anything over 200 milliseconds, and this is what we're talking about with regard to the FAA's decision and change, anything over 200 milliseconds represents a delay in the time it takes for the signal to move across the atrium at the top of the heart, and this affects blood flowing from the veins into the ventricles at the bottom of the heart and for the entire pumping system. Now, what the FAA did was they changed the parameters. I believe they were at 220 milliseconds as a maximum PR interval. They and lengthened it, the PR interval, to 300 milliseconds. Now, you're getting close to needing a permanent pacemaker externally or implanted artificially for any when you hit 300 or go over. So going to 300 is to me very concerning. If they had raised it to 240, to 250, 260, but why are they raising it now when so many, not only pilots, but human beings are having so many cardiac issues relative to these shots? Ask yourselves that. So basically what we're saying is a PR interval under 300, I want you to know this, and any cardiologist or cardiac specialist like myself will agree with me, anything under 300 milliseconds constitutes what's called first degree heart block. And that's my picture number 9 here, entitled first degree heart block, AV. So this is essentially what an EKG would look like with a PR interval of, I guess, up to 220 here. And in this picture, they're saying, this is from an educational piece online, that intervals over 300 milliseconds are rare in the absence of cardiac disease. And anyone presenting with this duration will require, in other words, over 300 milliseconds, will require a permanent pacemaker. So anything between 200 and 300 is technically first degree AV heart block. While the term heart block is of concern, it sounds terrible to most people, it is not an immediate danger unless there are other symptoms and other areas of abnormalities going on. For the FAA, though, at this particular time, to lengthen the maximum PR interval right up to 300, the very border over which you would require a permanent pacemaker, does not make sense. And it's not based on any vetted science or study data. And that's what we need to make sure people understand. And we should not tolerate this. It's dangerous. It's irresponsible. Like I said, they never justified it with any science or data. And I think that's of great concern, because I believe they're providing cover. Look, we, you know, hey, somebody dropped dead, a pilot dropped dead. Well, gee, you know, he had a PR interval on his last EKG of, 295 milliseconds, right? It was, we're absolved. Airlines absolved. No, you're not. You mandated, you took billions of dollars, airline industry, of money to mandate these shots, right? You didn't care why. You didn't care who was at the helm of this thing. You didn't care that this could take them out, could make them sick. You just didn't care that it was never tested on human beings before, that it never made it past animals. You forced them anyway because you were drinking those federal dollars and you wanted that money, the majority of the airlines. I have to tell you, my intel recently from a long-term senior flight attendant in a major airline told me that he has not taken the shot. There's a requirement, and he's a senior flight attendant. What this does when he goes to try to bid for overseas, very lucrative flights, he gets kicked out because the system says you didn't have these shots, but he's not fired. And they're telling new recruits into the flight attendant, you know, the army of new flight attendants that are in training, you've got to get your COVID shots. You've got to have your boosters. They're pushing the boosters and they're telling them you have to upload your proof to the system in our HR system. But this flight attendant's telling me a lot of us are not doing it. And also have another one who's been following, but she's left the industry. But the one who's still in the industry that's telling me what's going on the inside has said to me that he has not taken it. And the interesting thing is he's still flying here, there, and everywhere domestically. So maybe they know. They know. The airlines know what they've done. Are they going to admit it? Probably not. A lot of the pilots and air traffic controllers, and I'm assuming a lot of flight attendants, are, when I say waking up, it's a terrible waking up for them. Think about it. They're waking up to the reality that their companies coerced them into something they knew had dangers. They've known for a while now that many of them are sick with cancers, with neurological problems, with strokes. Some of them have had events at the controls already that I've reported on the Dr. Jane Ruby show. They know. And instead of pulling them all in and saying, look, we're going to evaluate all of you that have been jabbed. We're going to get you the help you need. We're going to turn this thing around. They're just not doing it. And the FAA is helping the airlines in the cover-up because the FAA is the government, which is the DOD, which is all one, right? It's despicable and it's of concern. And we are trying to scream this from the rooftops. We don't want to wait for a grounding of everything because an airliner goes down. So I ask you to raise your voice in any way that you can because we need help. We need help.